Before I get the Sunday school up here, I'd have a short opening that I'd like to share. Mothers are an important part of our lives. These wonderful women in our lives have made it possible for us to be here today. Mother's Day is something special. We are given the opportunity to celebrate the women we love. There is a statement in the Bible that is repeated several times. Honor your father and your mother. The way we treat our mothers is important to the Almighty God. We are to honor our mothers. In Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 3 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first command with promise, that it may be well with you, that you may live long on the earth." By the very act of honoring our parents, we are honoring God. Honoring God has a lot to do with our relationships we have in our lives. It is shown in the love and the honor we give to others. What we honor shows who we are to the world around us, and what is important to us, and who is important to us. God has created mothers to be sensitive, selfless, spiritual mentors. When a woman conceives a child and cares for that child for 9 months inside of her, there is a bond that is formed. And when the time comes to give birth to this child, When the time comes to give birth to the child, they are ready to devote and to give of themselves tirelessly to make sure that every need of the child is taken care of. Let me suggest that anyone who spends their life fulfilling such a call deserves your devotion. Because mothers are so invested in their children's physical and emotional well-being, it is painful to see their children make bad choices. Proverbs 10, verse 1 says, "A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother." And Proverbs 17, verse 25 says, "A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him." If you have godly parents, God has called you to follow their spiritual instruction. Proverbs 1, verse 8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother." Every Christian is called to serve Jesus, to serve as Jesus served. But mothers seem to understand this better than most. When it comes to their children, mothers serve them selflessly until they grow old enough to do the things for themselves. For me, my mom was the heart of the home and was when we were growing up. She was the central orchestrator to get us going for the day, to make sure our beds were made and our rooms clean. She was the one who kept the household organized, getting us to where we needed to be. She was the head chef and made wonderful meals and continues to do so. As we look at the impact of our mothers have made on us, we ought to honor them for the loving sacrifice and demonstration of a servant's heart. When I think of my mother, I think of love, the love she has given to us and to her grandchildren. God has wonderfully prepared women to be patient, loving, nurturing to their children. We cannot talk about a mother's love without talking about our mothers, without talking about love, a love that is an example of the love of the Heavenly Father. For any expression of love is only a small glimpse of the true love that God has given to us through His Son. 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, The love of God was manifest toward us that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that he might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. How important love is in our families and our church, and also to be shown to others. We can only love because God first loved us and sent his Son into the world to show us his love. Love is not just a word, it is an action, that God would send his Son to redeem us. He reaches out to us because to become children of God. God has given the family as a picture to us to know him, to show his love to us. The family is the first place where obedience and love is to be taught. And how our mothers play such a crucial role in this early development stage of our lives, and how we need to pray for our mothers to be the loving examples that God wants them to be. To honor it means to treat with high respect, with great esteem. Our mothers have been part of our God's design of the family since the beginning, perfectly fashioning these strong, loving, selfless women in our lives, that we might honor our mothers every day with our own lives, displaying the love we were shown as children and continue today. Praise God for the wonderful women mothers we have, that we would honor them, our mothers, today and every day, thanking God for the ideal creation of woman that makes man whole and cares for the family, only as our mothers could.